Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning
on 710 WOR.
Well, happy summer, everyone.
It is summer solstice.
2 hours ago, we were trying to figure out our favorite summer song. Did you have a favorite summer song? Well, your song's going to be from 100 years ago.
The Summer Wind, Frank Sinatra.
Oh, come on. Really? But that's so
that's weird. A
the
great
summer
song.
Wind.
Come on, everyone loves this song.
Came blowing in.
I don't know. Natalie, got a favorite summer song? No? Yeah. Bartlett, anybody got a favorite summer song around here?
I also like Roll Out Those Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of
Nat
Summer.
Nat King Cole.
I love that song.
Boy, you're going way back, Mike.
I don't think we had
And the girls in their bikinis lock the house.
It doesn't matter to me. Anything that I could play listening when I'm on a beach, that's a summer song to me.
It's a smile, it's a kiss, it's a sip of wine, it's summertime.
Annie Chesney,
summertime.
Who?
Well, here's a group you like. What does LFO stand for? Any idea? Do we want to know?
Not a clue. Maybe we should know. I
like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. This is more my style, this one.
It's summertime.
What's that about? 1950-something? 50.
How about...
What about?
Summertime and the living is easy.
How about Ella Fitzgerald?
Summertime.
Yeah. Who doesn't like Ella Fitzgerald? Come on. You don't like Ella Fitzgerald, Joe?
Not in the morning.
Really?
It's not fast enough. The tempo needs to be a little quicker.
That's a great song.
It's a great song.
How about Love and Spoonful? I love that.
There's a good one.
That's a good one. I don't know. Anyway, happy summer, everyone.
All you kids around here.
you kids. Our big three stories this morning. The president caved in.
No, stop it.
He said he couldn't do it with a stroke of a pen, and he did it with a stroke of a pen. Mm-hmm. So maybe
his heart got to him, Len.
That's right. He has compassion.
Heart.
It's called politics.
No, he
saw the handwriting on the world. He was losing this one.
Compassionate.
He was losing this one bigly.
Nope.
Well,
reevaluated the policy, found his heart, and has done the right thing.
So he caved in for the first time. He will not separate kids from their parents at the border. Lots of unanswered questions. We'll check in with Jim Ryan, ABC News, in Texas momentarily. Also in the big three, New York teachers are now going to be eligible for 6 weeks of paid parental leave, men and women. At a cost to the city of only $51 million. And rounding out the big three, this is crazy. 3 Nassau County cops were arrested. They were allegedly involved in drug rings. They were dealing drugs. And then the Keystone Cop Casino Caper. They were trying to rip off a guy with a lot of money at a casino in Suffolk County. And then they wanted to get after an armored truck. These are cops. 3 of them arrested.
Yeah.
All right, coming up at 8:30, we'll have the turning point for Mets tickets of last night's 10-8 loss in Colorado. Well, let's go right to El Paso, Texas. We have Jim Ryan, ABC News, standing by. So the president signs off with a stroke of a pen. Are you seeing anything going on there?
Well, no, not really. It's still early, of course, but U.S. Customs and Border Protection did put out a statement early this morning, Len, describing what steps it's going to take. And it says its steps are to implement this new executive order and keep families together. In other words, family unity is going to be maintained even as these families are turned over to immigration officials after they enter the country illegally. It's sort of what was happening before the zero tolerance policy came into effect, so the families will be allowed to stay together. The question becomes, are they held in a detention center? Are they sent off to stay with relatives? Where exactly do they go? And what promises does the government have that they'll check back in for their immigration hearings? We do have some answers to questions and then some brand new questions, Len.
Jim, what about something like 2,300 kids, though, who we don't even know where their parents are? What are they going to do with these kids?
Right, and here's what Border Patrol says about that, Michael. The same statement says that those kids already in the custody of Border Patrol will be reunited with their parents or their legal guardians after the prosecution of the cases that the parents are facing. So if the parents still have to wait 3 months for an immigration hearing, the kids may still be in these detention centers for the next 3 months. That hasn't been clarified either. So we may not see an end to the images and the audio of these really heartbreaking scenes from these detention centers, not just here in Texas, but around the country.
We're on with Jim Ryan, ABC News correspondent, El Paso, Texas. Well, that's a border town. What are the people saying, and what's it like down there, Jim?
Well, El Paso, like a lot of the cities in Texas, is more on the liberal side than the state is generally. It's a deep red state, as I told you yesterday, and they support Donald Trump and the efforts to try to secure the borders. But in the cities, this is where these policies become reality, and where people who are coming into the country to find work help to run the economy, actually. You know, there's talk of murderers and rapists, et cetera, but these folks, in most cases, come into the country, they work, they spend money, they accept money, and then, you know, they go back down south of the border. You know, there's still that element that President Trump is concerned about. So here in the city, Trump, in El Paso, I think they feel somewhat conflicted. They don't want to see kids who are kept away from their parents. At the same time, they want to see a border policy that is more stringent and more structured.
Jim, I'm sure you talk to the agents who are on the front line down there. What do they make of the lack of a policy, an overall policy of immigration? It must be frustrating for the guys who patrol our borders.
Well, trying to decipher it is difficult for them, and they see themselves in some ways as cogs in a big wheel. Their job is to follow the orders of those above them. So if the president and their commanders, you know, are saying you need to separate these families, take the parents here, take the kids there, they're going to do that, the Border Patrol is. But I think they take the job, Michael, because they want to help. It's like a police officer. Deep down inside, most of them really have compassion for the people they're dealing with. So they I don't think many of them liked doing these separations, but they knew that those were their orders.
Are there detention centers in El Paso?
Yes, there's one south. The one you probably have heard about, Tornillo, is a port of entry that operates a very busy port of entry. In fact, people coming from Mexico and seeking asylum go to that port of entry. They make a formal request. And by the way, their families have always been kept together through that asylum process. But also there is a detention facility there. We're told something like 100 boys, teenage boys, are being held there. Now, that's where the Conference of Mayors members will be holding a protest.
Ah, so our mayor's going to be right there with you later today.
De Blasio, yes, I assume he's going to be
yes,
there.
Yes, he's coming, yeah.
Oh, trust me, he'll be there.
No, he's announced. He's going down to the conference, and that's what I was just asking next, because it sounded very similar to the town, and well, that's where he's going today.
Yes, right, and I'll be there, so I'll tell him you guys.
Say hello for us, and tell him that he really hasn't come on our program in a long time, and we'd really like to get him on. Would you do that for us, Jim?
I'll have him cut some promos while we're at it.
Can you put him in a detention center for me while he's down there? Hey, Jim, just curious to know, how many people are now coming over the border? I read that the numbers had receded, but there's been an uptick lately.
Right, yeah. The last 2 months there have been upticks in apprehensions. And I'll find the number right here. In fact, it had been dropping off pretty dramatically over the last couple of years. But yes, they did go up a little bit last month. The third straight month, border arrests at about 50,000. That's all across the border. That's despite the deployment of these National Guard troops, some of whom have been recalled by their governors. But it still stands at around 50,000 people trying to come into the country.
A lot of people.
Jim Ryan, ABC News. You know, now that we know you're going to hang out with the mayor today, Mayor de Blasio, we'll check back with you tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Sure.
Let us know how it went.
Mayor, what about these potholes?
Yeah, get that fixed for us. That'd be great.
Yeah, we can't ask him any questions up here. You've got more access to him down there.
Talking about pot as well as
yes,
potholes.
Exactly. He's
changing the laws up here with that. All right, Jim Ryan, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jim.
So, de Blasio, here's what he had to say.
The professionals we met with made clear that this has been a traumatic process for a lot of these kids. The mental health issues alone, they make clear to us, are very real, very painful.
So he's referring to the 239 kids, and apparently I heard that he didn't even know they came here.
No.
239 kids came to this facility in Harlem. Now, if I have this correct, now we're going to check in with Alice Stockton-Rossini after the 9 o'clock news. She's at the facility, but I think I heard somewhere that they don't sleep there. They're there during the day. Natalie, did you hear this one?
Where do they sleep then?
Well, they go to foster homes to sleep, but they don't sleep there.
Right. This facility is not a residential facility. It's almost like a daycare or a preschool. Oh. So they go to a family at night and spend the night with the family.
This doesn't
and then
sound
they come
so
back.
Bad to me. This doesn't sound like
summer camp,
like inhuman treatment at all.
How about their parents, though? Do you think they'd rather be with their parents, Michael?
Might be better if they were with their own family.
You don't have kids, so you don't understand this concept.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like they're being mistreated. I have to tell you, they have something to do all day long. They have nice families to go home to at night.
This was something that Alice did mention yesterday. They are in a situation that is better than a lot of children in our city right now.
Yes.
Who don't have a safe place to go in the daytime sometimes, or don't have a great home environment at night. So in that respect, it's not a bad situation. But do these kids, one of them is 9 months old. A nine-month-old baby.
Well, the baby doesn't know where his parents are. Or separated.
They flew the baby up from the border.
Well, what are they going to do with the baby? They got to put it somewhere.
It's unbelievable. All right.
The kids are better off here than they are the towns they come from in Mexico.
She needs her mommy. That's what she needs.
And I think it's a moment of conscience that has very few parallels. This is literally one of those situations where our children, our grandchildren are going to ask us what we did when the Trump administration took babies from their parents.
Oh, enough of him.
He'll be on the border today in Texas. Coming up, from Peter Fonda to Corey Lewandowski, all I can say is oy. Plus, Mark Simone coming up at 10 o'clock.
It's the summer inventory clearance sale from Chamonix. Right now, when you order Genucel, you will get the new Genucel eyelid lift for droopy, saggy eyelids absolutely free. And for the first time ever, you'll also get the world-famous Crease Styles microdermabrasion. That is free as well. Here's what Claire from Raleigh, North Carolina has to say. I've been using Genucel for 3 days. My husband already noticed the texture of my skin. It's looking so good. It feels nice and smooth with lots of moisture. The bags under my eyes are minimal now. Call 1-800-577-8627, 1-800-577-8627, or visit Genucel.com, and you will experience the power of looking and feeling your best every morning. That's 1-800-577-8627, or go to Genucel.com and get rid of the bags and the puffiness under your eyes.
And to hopefully get rid of the traffic or guide you around it, let's check in with Bernie Vider.
Okay, we've got some news from the left-wing lunatic fringe for you this morning.
I thought that's every time I open my mouth.
That's right. These lefties on your side, they're doing you no favors. Oh, did you see what Peter Fonda, the son of the great, great actor Henry Fonda, tweeted?
This is Jane's brother.
Yeah. He was a star of... like Ukulele's Gold or something like that?
Yuli's Gold.
He's not exactly an A-list actor.
Ukulele's Gold? Where
don't you remember that movie, Ukulele's Gold? It's about the only movie he made that got any attention. I only know it
because it's in crossword puzzles all the time. Ulee. Yeah.
So here's what he tweeted yesterday. We should rip Barron Trump from his mother's arms and put him in a cage with pedophiles and see if mother will stand up against the giant a-hole she is married to. 90 million people in the streets on the same weekend in the country. F-U-C-K. That's not enough, though. Then he goes after Sarah Sanders. He calls her S.S. Sarah Sanders is a lying... I'm not even going to say this word because it's unpleasant.
Okay.
A lying G word. And
G?
Well, and G is much worse than the C word, he says. Yes.
Okay.
Maybe we should take her children away.
I never even heard of this word. I wouldn't say it.
I wouldn't say it. Yeah,
you've heard of the word?
Yeah.
And it's worse than the C word?
It's an unpleasant word.
Okay.
Sarah Sanders is a lying G word, too.
Yeah.
And G word, he says, is much worse than C word. We can't say that word either. Maybe we should take her children away and deport her to Arkansas and giving her children to Stephen Goebbels Miller for safekeeping.
Okay.
Good job.
I have to tell you, we have three people in here staring at each other.
You got to help me.
You know what the C word is.
Yeah.
I know what the C word is.
The G word is another word for the C word.
It is? Have you ever heard of the word, Natalie?
I don't know what the word is. I'm going to have to come and peek.
I don't know the word.
It rhymes with cash.
And begins with a G. What is that?
Oh, Anthony.
I love Anthony.
His eyes lit up. Whoa, now I get it.
Anthony's the only one who ever heard of this word.
I'm still lost.
I shouldn't be laughing because it's not a good word,
It's a terrible word, and it's Peter Fonda who used it against Sarah Sanders and the First Lady. It's terrible.
Yeah, but the First Lady then tipped off the Secret Service.
She did, yes, and he is now being investigated.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Did you hear what happened with Paul Manafort? Yeah, well, nothing happened with him, but ABC News was covering the immigration story.
Yep.
And they put up a lower third graphic on the screen, and it read, Manafort pleads guilty to 5 charges of manslaughter. Now,
fake news.
It was fake news. Yeah. Now, who would even put that in the Chyron? I mean, that's the graphic.
The person typing the Chyron.
Yeah, but why would they put that there? It must have been. Maybe. You think it was a joke or someone was.
I think it was wishful thinking. It's just... They were hoping.
So, you know, I thought that it was nice that the president took the high road and basically ignored it.
He did?
Just kidding. he tweeted, look what fake news ABC News put out. I guess they had it prepared from the 13 angry Democrats leading the witch hunt. Hashtag stop the bias.
They gave him the rope, Len. They gave him the rope, and he hanged them with it. All right. Hey, U.S. Marshals are searching for a central Pennsylvania man accused of threatening President Trump. 26-year-old Sean Christie, he said that he would like to put a bullet in the head of President Trump. He posted that on his social media. And so they are in Pennsylvania. They're trying to hunt him down. This is not the first time he's threatened public officials. He and his father were sentenced to probation in 2012 for making hundreds of threatening phone calls to Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. So this guy's in trouble.
Yeah, obviously. Remember Corey Lewandowski way back to two nights ago?
Wonk.
He's not the voice talking. He's the want in the background.
I mean, look, I read today about a 10-year-old girl with Down syndrome who was taken from her mother and put in a cage. Read about a did you say want to a 10-year-old with Down syndrome
what
being
I
taken
said
from
is
her
you
mother?
Can pick anything
how
you
dare
want
you?
Out, but the bottom line
how
is very
dare
clear.
You?
When you
how dare you?
Oh my God, phony outrage. Phony outrage.
Anyway, so phony he was given outrage. A chance to apologize yesterday.
And he took it.
He also took the high road.
Do you feel that you owe an apology of any sort?
An apology? I owe an apology to the children whose parents are putting them in a position that is forcing them to be separated.
No, he did not apologize at all.
Of course he's not going to apologize. Was not making fun of the Down syndrome kid. He was going, oh, please, here we go. Some bleeding heart liberal.
A lot of other people think he was making fun of that.
Yeah, was it? It's time for the Mets Truck Full of Nuts Turning Point of the Game. Be the first person who can correctly identify the turning point from the game last night, and you'll win a pair of tickets to see the Mets take on the Rays on July 6th at Citi Field. Call 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. The Turning Point is presented by Chock Full of Nuts, New York's coffee since 1932. To purchase tickets, go to Mets.com/tickets. And now let's go to Joe Bartlett for the 8:30 news.
Okay, Michael, the New York legislature adjourned yesterday without action on a number of big issues. Don't know what they did, but they took no action to legalize sports betting in New York. There was also a lot of talk about approving recreational marijuana. No time for that. And they also failed to extend the pilot program that puts speed cameras in school zones around New York City, so they are going to have to come down. Teachers in New York City are going to get 6 weeks of paternity leave paid thanks to a deal struck by the mayor and the teachers union. It starts this September. Mothers and fathers eligible to take the time off. It'll cost the city $51 million.
Oh, a drop in the bucket.
Just mere bag of shells. The teachers' contract has been extended 2.5 months past its November expiration to pay for it. The mayor is in Texas, and he's going to the Mexican border today. He'll attend a protest there with a group of mayors protesting the immigration policy that separates kids from their parents.
And I think it's a moment of conscience that has very few parallels. This is literally one of those situations where our children, our grandchildren are going to ask us what we did when the Trump administration took babies from their parents.
Womp womp.
Oh, please.
The mayor says...
Joe?
I don't know where that came from.
That was the sound effect. Len pushed the button by mistake.
Did you push that button?
You pushed the button by mistake. Yes, you did.
Did not push the button. You guys are just awful human beings.
We can't take anything this mayor says. He's grandstanding. That's all he is doing. Please.
The mayor says there are 239 children separated from their families being held here in New York City. The president says Democrats are using this immigration issue as a distraction because they don't want to talk about the Russia investigation.
The phony witch hunt. Phony witch hunt. But you look at the corruption. Did you ever see anything like it, really? Today, more things. That's why they're building up immigration, so you can't see what's going on in Congress.
Another entertaining rally for the president in Minnesota.
It was a fun one, I thought. I watched some of it.
He does a good job at those things. Anyway, he called the Russia investigation a scam and says Democrats don't want to let you know what's going on there. Okay, speaking of the president.
Wah, wah. This Did is, I say that?
This is a serious story.
This is this has to do with the G7 summit. Mm. You saw that picture with Trump sitting there with his arms crossed.
Yes.
The German Chancellor Angela Merkel leaning over him.
Yes.
Well, he looks like he was cornered. Well, we think we know what happened here. CBS News says around the time that that photo was taken, Trump tossed a couple of pieces of Starburst onto the desk in front of Merkel and then said, "Here, Angela, don't say I never gave you anything."
Really? So he just carries candy in his pocket?
Apparently. I mean, he likes Starburst.
He likes Starburst.
And that's why she's glowering at him?
Yeah, well, obviously he felt upset that the world leaders were ganging up on him.
Right.
And, you know, she was kind of, I guess, crouching. So
he threw candy at
them. Yeah, have some candy, Angela.
Don't say I never gave you anything.
Throw her a puff pastry or something like that. Hey, what are we doing next? We are going to talk about the cost of the trips to Mar-a-Lago when we get back.
Is that a lot?
Well, it is, and we're paying for it.
Okay. Sounds good.
That's all coming up next, but let's go to Bernie Bider with the traffic.
Mark 710 WOR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. At 8:40 on the first day of summer, and Michael Rito, we have a winner.
We do. Congratulations to John Reyes of Brooklyn, New York. He was the first caller to correctly identify that the turning point from last night's game was this.
3-2 to Plawecki. Musgrave to the belt. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third. Could be two. Arenado steps on third for one. Throws to first. Double play. And that retires the side, and the Mets fail to score.
So that was with the Mets trailing 9-8 at the time. Kevin Plawecki hit into a double play in the sixth inning. But that listener,
that was a tricky turning point.
Had to have heard the post-game show, because that's not an easy turning point.
Congratulations, John Reyes from Brooklyn.
All right.
So, in the spirit of...
No, but you wanted to tell them how they could win the next time.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, yes. The next chance for you to win your pair of tickets is to listen to the next Mets post-game show on WOR for the Mets Chock Full of Nuts Turning Point of the Game.
Now, they're playing today. It's an afternoon game. Coverage here on WOR, Mets and Rockies at 2:05. The Mets lost last night 10-8, the exact same score as the night
before.
Amazing.
How often does that happen?
Rarely. If it happens, it's 2-1 or 3-2, not 10-8 two nights. That could be a first. Mm. I'm sure they've looked it up in some record book somewhere, but to lose by the same score 10-8 two nights in a row. But I guess the good news is, because the Mets scored 12 runs the first game against Colorado, so in the three games, they have scored 28 runs, but they've lost two of the games.
Oops. In the spirit of full disclosure, Len, I'm going to tell you how much money we, the taxpayers of this good country, are spending on Coast Guard patrols when President Trump is down there in Mar-a-Lago. According to government papers, $20 million for extra Coast Guard patrols has been spent to protect the president.
So far, this is like
aggregate. So far, yes. He spent 69 days of his presidency down at Mar-a-Lago and 33 days at his course in Bedminster, New Jersey, and another 31 days at Trump National in Sterling, Virginia. So he's got a lot of golf in there.
Does the Coast Guard have to watch him at Bedminster, New Jersey, too?
No. Bedminster's not near the water.
It's a trick.
But they have helicopters.
No, but I'm sure that's not the only expense. I mean, there's a lot of other expenses.
They have these
It's just the Coast Guard expense.
Right, yes. But you have an H-65 rescue helicopter that has to be around where the president is. And then you've got the RBS response boats. They have to be there. And then you've got the WPB-87 Marine Protector class boats, and they have to patrol up and down the coast of Mar-a-Lago, all to keep our president safe.
Well, speaking of the president, he had a rally last night in Duluth, Minnesota. I guess we're going to see these regularly now as they ramp up to the midterm elections. So he goes there to support local candidates.
He gets charged up by him.
He does. He loves these. They love him. He loves them. Jimmy Fallon had this to say about last night's rally on The Tonight Show.
Tonight, President Trump held a big rally up in Minnesota. It's part of his plan to get as far away from the Mexican border as possible.
That's funny.
That's cute. Not bad.
Not a lame joke.
So Trump was having a ball.
Go home to your mom, darling.
Okay, so there was a protester, and he was in mid-campaign form. Listen to this.
Go home to your mom, darling. Go home. Get him out of here. Out. Was that a man or a woman? Because he needs a haircut more than I do.
I love it.
Do we know what it was? Was it a man?
It was a hippie. It was a hippie. It was a guy with long hair. It was a hippie.
How did he say that?
What's wrong with that? He can say what he's a president. He can say what he wants. Why?
Do you want me to tell you some
that?
Of the things he
Come
said?
Come on.
You want me to say some of the other stuff he's articulated?
My favorite one was during the campaign when there was a baby crying. And he said, don't worry about it. I love babies. Babies are great. Don't worry about it. Leave the baby alone. The babies are great. The baby kept crying. They said, get the baby out of here. I don't like it. Get him out of here.
It's...
It's amusing.
It's amusing during the campaign. It's hard to get away with it when you're not...
He just got away with it.
Just the president.
He just got away with it.
I know.
Go home to your mom, darling.
We need a ruling. Was it a man or a woman?
I think it was a guy with long hair.
Okay.
I mean, who knows? It could be... Someone who doesn't identify as a man or a woman. I don't know why they'd be at a Trump rally, but...
It was some dirty left-wing hippie yahoo.
So you know, it was funny last night. The entire rally was carried on Fox. So I was flipping over because it was not carried on CNN or MSNBC.
So.
But then Fox put up a graphic. Said, exclusive, we're the only network covering this.
Darling.
Darling. And you better get a haircut. But... by the way, I heard at one point, you know, he always takes the shot and he points back to the cameras and they won't tell you, the fake media.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the huge crowd starts chanting, you just said, CNN sucks. CNN sucks. And you know why CNN's not carrying it.
Exactly. Right. Well, he's got a strong base of support. They stick by him through thick and thin.
They're going to come into Washington and say, Mr. President, please, we're winning too much. The people of Minnesota cannot stand winning so much. Please, can we take it easy? And I said, no, we're going to keep winning, winning, winning. They don't want to show what's happening in Congress where this whole scam has been revealed. So they want to stay on immigration where Obama had bigger problems than anybody.
So he's accusing the Democrats of deflecting everyone's attention, talking about immigration.
The phony witch hunt. Phony witch hunt. But you look at the corruption. Did you ever see anything like it, really? Today, more things. That's why they're building up immigration, so you can't see what's going on in Congress.
Come on, you got to hand it to him. He is a great showman, Len.
He knows
how to play the crowd perfectly. They adore him. He gets charged up out of this stuff. So much more interesting than any of those rallies that Hillary Clinton used to have.
Well, you didn't find those exciting?
Oh, my God, they were so boring. Ugh.
I want to hear about the protester again. This was funny.
Was that a man or a woman? Because he needs a haircut more than I do. Couldn't tell.
That's the best part of it.
I couldn't tell. Needs a haircut.
Never a dull day in Trump land.
He did, I think, I don't know how long he talked, but he did spend 9 seconds saying.
And by the way, today I signed an executive order. We're going to keep families together, but the border is going to be just as tough as it's been.
There you go. That's it. That's all he had to say about the big news.
That's the policy.
Day.
It's good policy.
There you go.
It's good policy.
When we return, Paul Simon's last concert.
Oh, yes.
Say it on Paul.
It is.
And Pete Davidson of SNL, he goes public with his engagement to Ariana Grande.
Oh, all right.
This is quite the power couple now.
Our associate producer, Anthony, is crushed.
Yeah, he's so upset here. Oh, Anthony, get a life. want to know an easy way to save some money? Well, you just lower the interest rate on your credit card debt with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. LightStream rewards customers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. Get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. You heard that right. Just 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Loans from $5,000 to $100,000. You can choose your funding date. You can get it as soon as today. You go online, boom, and you have it the next day. You know that credit card interest rates are just ridiculous. What are they, sometimes up to 20%? Why not cut that rate to a fraction, maybe a quarter of it? Our listeners get an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/LEN. So here you go, LightStream.com/LEN, LightStream.com/LEN. Now, it's subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information. Traffic now with Bernie Viper.
Good morning, everybody, at 8:54 on Thursday. You know, Len, a lot of the great singer, songwriters, performers, they're all hanging it up. Neil Diamond, he announced that he's not going to be touring anymore because he sadly has Parkinson's disease. And Elton John is on a rather long farewell tour. I think it's about a three-year farewell tour, but he's wrapping it up. And now Paul Simon says that his last stop on his farewell tour will be Saturday, September 22nd at Flushing Meadows Corona Park. He and his band will bring to the end a great career on the stage, and they're going to go off with a list, a set of hits and classics, as well as, he says, a unique selection of songs that the artist has selected for his once-in-a-lifetime show. He was from that area, could have ridden his bike from there to where he grew up, and he's going to end up a great career, a legendary career, really, in his hometown.
Kind of sad. I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, is the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Queen of Corona.
I wonder if his tall wife who beat him up will be there in the audience that night for the farewell tour.
I wonder if Artie Garfunkel will show up.
Well, they've had a strained relationship over the years.
Yeah.
Remember when it was Edie Brickell? Remember when she knocked him around and he had a little black eye?
I don't remember. But
no, they were in court over it.
So Paul McCartney has some new songs out.
Oh.
He just turned 76.
He's not retiring.
No, he's got a new album, which is set for release September 7th, called Egypt Station. But he put out two singles.
Oh, let's hear.
So let's hear. This is called I Don't Know from Paul McCartney.
My brother told me life's not a pain. That was right when it started to rain. Where am I going wrong? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. It's no,
you know what?
It's no live and let die.
Well, he could sing the phone book and it would still be good.
The problem is that these guys, they had a great run. They had a great time as a songwriter. But when they try to write these songs later on in their career, usually aren't very good.
Well, let's try the other one.
That's not a great song.
Right, that was I Don't Know. This is Come On to Me. We'll see if we can get past the tough critic over here, Mr. Broadway. Let's see if he likes this one.
Did you call on me? Will I come on to you? If you come on to me, will I come on?
Lady Madonna in there.
That's not very good either.
No?
I don't know. Oh, wait.
What is that?
I'm trying to find my...
Oh, that was you playing
the music? Yes, because I'm going to, if I can find it, I jog to this every day. Ah, here we go. Now, this is a Paul McCartney song. You ready?
You jog to this every day? We'll put it next to the microphone.
Can you hear it?
Yeah. I call it Live and Let Live. It's Live and Let Die, right?
Wait, you got to get the beat. Live and Let Die. Well, he sings it. Oh, you know you did. You know you did.
You jog to this.
I do. Well, no. Wait, you got to wait for it to... Hold on.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Come on. Here's where it starts.
Well, they set off fireworks at this show.
Wait, hold on. Here we go. Ready? And...
Really?
Yes.
Boom!
That's
there
it.
You go.
Doom. Live and let. Now that's right. A Paul McCartney song.
Well, when you see him in person, they set off these. Oh, so are you excited about? I know Anthony's crushed our assistant producer, Pete Davidson from SNL, is engaged to Ariana Grande.
Poor Anthony, your heart is broken.
Peter Davidson. Pete Davidson.
I know, and he's not the best-looking guy in the world.
They're never going to get to the altar.
What are you going to do, break his legs? You going to break his legs on the way there, Anthony?
It's just my prediction.
Anthony's going to be outside the church. But they say, does anyone
graduate.
Object to this?
No.
Anthony, me,
he's going to be outside the church like the graduate.
It's going to be me.
It's going to be like Dustin Hoffman. Anyway, Pete Davidson was on the Tonight Show last night with Jimmy Fallon.
You know, we love her so much. And
yeah,
I love you,
I feel
too.
Like I won a contest.
So sick. How are you handling it all right?
Lit, Jimmy.
They
what
sound
you say?
He's effing lit, he said.
Oh, he's effing
they
lit.
They sound a little boozed up there, actually.
Really? I think it's strange that he's talking about his fiance that way, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That she was like a contest?
He won the contest.
He won the prize?
Well, let's see if this one makes more sense.
You ever see that Derek Jeter commercial where he was like retiring and everybody just tips his hat?
That's right. It feels like that.
Yeah. Some dude came up to me and was like, yo, man, you like gave me hope.
That's not bad.
Well, Anthony, I mean, I think you could have made your play for her because you have moved out of your parents' house.
No, not yet.
August 1st.
Let's not jump the gun.
You're still
August
living.
1st.
You're still,
August 1st.
You're still living in the basement? Oh, poor Anthony. She's cute, though. I saw her when I was at the Songwriters Hall of Fame last week. She performed, and she's
very talented.
She has great hair.
She has great
hair. Amazing
hair. That's it? She has great hair.
Although, I believe
she's got her hair
extensions.
Is like Cher's hair.
I think they're extensions.
Yeah. She's got terrific hair, though.
Okay.
She's better than Paul McCartney with his new songs. Hey, when we come back, we're going to check in with WOR's Alice Stockton Rossini. She's in East Harlem, where that facility where the kids separated from their parents are. So we're going to talk to her about that when we get back. But first, let's go to Joe Bartlett with the 9 o'clock news.
Early 65 degrees at WOR.
In sports, another loss for the Mets in Colorado.
For the second straight night, the Mets offense did the job, but their pitching failed them.
Swing and a drive, well hit to right. This has some legs, back at the wall, and it's gone for a pinch hit, three-run homer. Ryan McMahon takes Gesellman deep.
And for the second straight night, the Mets lost 10-8. Series finale this afternoon, Mets on deck at 2:05 here on 710 WOR. I'm Pete McCarthy.
Late inning dramatics for the Yankees. Giancarlo Stanton, a two-run homer in the ninth. They beat the Mariners 7-5. More sports with Len Berman at 9:15. It's now 9:05, and that's our news. Next update at 9:30. Breaking news at once. I'm Joe Bartlett on 710 WOR and NBC News radio station.
Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning. 710 WOR.
Very good Thursday morning to everybody. If you're just joining us this morning, the big three are, brace yourselves, the president has demonstrated compassion. He has reevaluated the policy of separating the little kiddies
from their
parents.
Oh, please.
And he has signed an order to reunite the families. It's a great move. The president is doing the right thing.
He saw the handwriting on the wall. He was getting killed, and he basically was not truthful by saying he couldn't do anything about it. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
They all claimed, and all you cronies supported it, including Bartlett, that, oh, he can't do anything. And of course, and I've been saying for days, sure, sign an executive order. What does he do? Sign an executive order, and I'm still waiting for the two of you to say, Len, you were right, we were wrong. But of
Len,
course,
I think you might be wrong. You cannot, what he did may be illegal.
Yeah, right,
you cannot do an executive order to overturn legislation, a law. You can't.
The law is on the books.
It probably could be challenged.
Yes, it could be challenged. I don't think it will be challenged.
I don't think it's written in a law that mothers are separated from their kids. Well, I think it's written in a law. This is the policy that was instigated with the zero tolerance
policy
by the by Jeff Sessions.
But as part when you are arrested and charged with a felony,
right, you are separated.
You don't stay home with the family.
Exactly.
No, I understand that, but this is not going to be challenged based on that. But no.
You know, if the family show up at the border and they're claiming amnesty,
right,
then the family stay together.
Correct.
Well,
if they come over illegally.
But that wasn't really happening, though.
If they come over illegally, the first time is a misdemeanor.
Correct.
The second time is more serious crime. And that's when the family, the parents are rounded up and the kids are separated from them.
Just to recap, for 3 days I've been saying all he has to do to get the parents and the kids back together is sign the executive order, and you guys towed the party line. And I'm just waiting for you to say I was right. That's all.
You weren't.
Also in the big three?
Wait. You had a way of phrasing it, didn't you, Michael?
I said your thinking was not incorrect.
There you go. Thank
All
you.
Right?
I'll take it.
I think
it
was not incorrect. Also in the big three, de Blasio is giving six weeks paid leave for teachers when they have kids. Seems a little excessive to me. And you want to talk about caving? He caved to the teachers' union that was demanding that. 6 weeks is a lot. When you add up all the other time that teachers get off, there's something like 12 to 14 weeks. That does not include summers. That's a lot of time, I think. I don't know. And it's going to cost millions. It's going to cost millions.
You've got to have a baby
millions.
To get the time.
I think people just... Do you have to prove you had a baby?
If you have twins,
yeah.
You
can...
You do?
I would think so.
What if you just adopt a
neighborhood kid? You can adopt a kid. That'd be fine.
I guess you get the leave, though, if you adopt a kid, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Also in the Big Three, the Keystone cops out there in Long Island. These cops, they were arrested being involved in a drug ring. One cop was also conspiring to rob a high roller at a casino. The cop's wife worked at the casino. They were also conspiring to rob an armored car taking money out of the casino, but they couldn't find the gambler and they couldn't find the armored car.
It's so unbelievable.
They botched that one.
It's the cops.
The cops. I know.
And you know what? We're 3 hours into summer. How do you like it so far? That's not a bad one. By the way, did you know today is National Selfie Day?
Oh, yeah. Natalie came in and took pictures of us.
She took pictures of us. She posted it at Len Michael WOR.
But then why'd you put all those funny things
on? Yeah, what's that app you think?
You put all those funny hats on our heads.
You put it looked ridiculous. Sunglasses.
You did?
Yes.
What was that app?
She put a dunce cap on you, Bart.
You're wearing a dunce cap.
Man, wait a minute.
I'm wearing a Make America Great Again.
Oh, I should have done that.
I'm wearing a Carmen Miranda fruit fruit hat.
No, you're wearing a little pirate hat.
Why'd you give me a pirate hat?
She gave me sunglasses.
What kind of think of me as a pirate?
What kind of an app is that?
It's not an app. You can put stickers onto your pictures.
Really?
Really?
How old are you, Natalie? This is what a 10-year-old does. Stickers on the pictures.
You know what? It was a ridiculous picture to begin with, so I went with it.
You look good.
No, I don't.
Yes,
but it's okay.
Natalie looked good.
Yeah, she looks
fine. Go check it out. At Len Michael WOR, you'll see the crew on National Selfie Day.
All right, let's go to Alice Stockton Rossini up in East Harlem at that center where they're holding some immigrant kids. Good morning, Alice.
How you guys doing? I'm watching the cops come here. There were three cops standing outside the side door to the Cayuga Center, and now three more cops have arrived. One of the reporters here tried to make his or her way up to the second floor of the center because we've been actually out here all morning. All the vans are parked out in front of the center. Nobody in the center wants to talk to us. We're watching literally dozens of kids come in, most of them, groups of 5, 6, as many as 12, coming in with one or two guardians, most of them Latino, South American, covering their faces as they walk by. The guardian's very upset with us because everybody's trying to get pictures of them and they don't appreciate.
Who's covering their faces? The kids or the guardians? Who's covering? The kids are covering their faces?
The guardians are telling the kids to cover their faces, And in some of the reports, they're making the faces fuzzy.
But supposedly there's 239 kids there, but they're not sleeping there, right? They just go there during the day?
No. They're all with foster families. Right. They're with foster families that have taken them in, and residents are telling me, more kids than usual have been coming in and out for a while.
Hmm. Do you know what they do there during the day, Alice, the kids?
No, but hit the sound. Go to that first cut for
okay,
me.
Okay, sure.
We shuttle them in and out. Maybe able to cover a darkness some nights and as early as in the morning at 6 o'clock. Seen them like from November, about from there on in, seeing them coming through. So that's the time I've seen them.
Basically. And nothing before that?
Nothing before that.
It sounded very weird that there was a lady with a whole bunch of kids and they were of Latin descent. So I just figured, she's just taking them to school.
You're not used to seeing that?
No. No.
You walk your dog here all the time?
Walk the dog, 5 o'clock in the morning. If you see a parent, it's maybe one or two or three or four kids. But this was a bunch of kids, maybe about 8 kids.
Another guy was telling me they drive up in SUVs a lot of times, more kids than should be in an SUV, not all in seatbelts, and they drop them off. This woman actually got in because that has been the question, Michael, is, what is this program about?
I have seen a lot of kids coming in and out of the program.
More than you usually see?
Yes. I just went in the building one time. I had to go to one of the floors to get something notarized, and I saw that they have different departments, and they have something for foreign kids.
Oh, okay. So it's most of these kids have been separated from their family.
Yes. They're trying to get them in schools and stuff like that, someone told me in there.
And we don't know what the kids...
They have various programs for them throughout the day. They try to get them in schools. you know, crafts, you know, things to keep them busy, a little bit of English. And I actually talked to one woman who told me that her sister is fostering some of these kids.
But my sister worked with them, so she take care of like six kids. Whoa. She fostering like six kids from them.
They separated from their parents?
Yes, they are.
So she's a foster mom?
Yeah.
How long has she had the kids?
Well, depending when the parent comes to pick them all, the family, you know, they give it to them. Like, she stays with them like one mom or two mom, depending.
All right, and she brings them to Cayuga?
Yeah, she brings them every morning, and then she picks them all, and then she takes them home. They pay her money, I don't know.
Yeah, they do. They pay the foster parents money, so there's a lot of money being paid by our government to keep these kids in foster homes.
Right, and I read somewhere that it's costing more money to separate these families than it is to, like, figure out what's going on and keep them together. Like, they're building, you know, whatever those tent cities are down in the South, and the cost of placing these kids in foster homes and the cost of whatever the government is putting out, because they subsidize programs like the programs here at Cayuga and, at least six other facilities around the city. The government gives them money. The government gives the foster families money. So they have a lot of money flowing out trying to keep these kids separate from their parents, and just a lot of issues that go along with that.
Yeah, and well, we don't know. I guess they just have fun things for them to do during the day, try to teach them a little something and give them activities to do. They get any exercise?
I actually had, the sanitation department is right across the street, and he said about 3 o'clock, you'll see like a group, you know, groups of 20 and 30 kids coming out, and they take them down to the park, and they have their, you know, their backpacks, and they try to let them run around and be outside a little bit. But I talked to some kids too that go to school with these kids, and it's sad because some of the kids that have been here for a while, because as we know, this all didn't happen yesterday. You know, the effects of this have been going on for some time. Some of them actually do go to school, and it's very sad to see these kids that are kind of isolated and very, you know, not exactly happy. And these are the kids that one woman told me, you know, they wind up in gangs, they wind up in trouble because they're separated from their families and they don't feel a part of the community.
Yeah.
Okay. Terrible. Oh, really terrible. And I guess it's going to go on for a while, Alice. No end in sight, right?
Well, you know, that's the question. It's like, okay, Trump signed this order, good, but these parents still have to be processed. These kids were already removed. They were already separated. So how long is it going to take if the parents have applied for asylum? They're not going to be reunited with their kids right away. So this isn't going to happen overnight. Like, we're not all of a sudden going to see these kids back with their families anytime soon. I think this is going to be going on for a while.
Okay. Alice Stockton-Rossini up there in East Harlem. Thanks for the report.
Thanks, Alice.
Okay, guys.
Take care. All right. When we get back, we're going to throw the phones open, Len, because we want to know what you think about 6 weeks paid paternity leave
for the
$51 million for the
moms
teachers.
Moms and dads.
So give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Your chance to weigh in. But now let's go to the traffic with Bernie Biter.
Live from New York City,
Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning
on 710 WOR.
It is 9:25 in the morning, and now if you're a teacher and you have a kid, you're in great shape because Mayor de Blasio, 6 weeks paid paternal leave, and it also applies for the dads.
All right.
So, you know, someone emailed me and said, oh, well, husbands and wives who are married together, they get a little time, you know. They can both take it together.
I mean, you've got to have parental leave, but 6 weeks seems a little excessive to me.
Well, it's a cost of $51 million. What do you folks think? 800-321-0710. Is it good? Is it excessive? Is it something we should pay for? Is it good use of taxpayer funds? What do you think? 800-321-0710. Here's what the mayor had to say.
And when it comes to our educators, their first responsibility is to be the greatest teachers in the world for their own kids. But we also know that the most important job, and I say this as a proud parent, the most important job for all of us who become parents is that of mom or dad.
Now, I don't know if I should say this or not, but I can see mom. If mom has a baby, goes through labor and has a baby, I can see, okay, she gets 6 weeks off. How much time off did you get, Natalie, when you had
five
your baby?
Five days.
5 days off.
That's it. Yeah, wow. I got paid for 5 days.
Yeah. Well, wow. Now it's 6 weeks, and I don't. But the guys also need 6 weeks.
No, they don't.
I want to be PC here, but really,
the guys need a week. Maybe take a week off and then go back to work.
All right, let's see what Mario has to say in Paramus, New Jersey. You've been waiting patiently. Good morning, Mario.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Good morning, Mike. Hey,
good morning, Mario.
You know, I got to tell you something. At some point, you have to look at the cost, and I think. When, you know, I'm from Paramus, and I was once on the Board of Education in Paramus.
Mm-hmm.
Our budget now is $90 million. It's $22,000 to educate a kid from kindergarten until high school. So, and, you know, it's derived from property taxes. So when you turn around and you start taxing businesses and people, it's inflationary, and it just drives costs higher and higher. Whether it's goods and services that businesses have to sell, you can't take a dollar and just keep squeezing it. So even though it's admirable, I don't think dad should be getting it. That's ridiculous. My dad worked when my mom had us as kids. And, you know, she stayed home and raised us. But now to turn around and say, well, you're going to get family leave for dads and moms, I just think it's a little excessive.
Thanks, yeah. Mario. Appreciate
All right, thanks, Mario. Hey, let's hear from Larry on line 3 in Cranford, New Jersey. Good morning, Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, guys. No, absolutely not. You know, if private corporations want to offer this as a benefit and they're doing it with their own money, that's one thing. But teachers and taxpayer money, and they get the whole summer off and they get every holiday off and everything, I don't say no time, a week, maybe 2 weeks. That would be more than enough.
Yeah, two weeks sounds reasonable to me. 6 weeks is excessive, I think, Larry.
Thanks, Larry.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, you, next time, turn your radio down behind. I heard it's coming back on another. Hey, I told you this. My late daddy, you know, he worked I'm telling you, every day like clockwork. Rarely ever took vacation.
Yep.
And he just, it didn't thrill him. The teachers had every week long and every holiday and every week holiday. And then the summer's off. Used to drive my dad nuts.
I never understood spring break because you just come off Christmas break. And then a few weeks later, you get a spring break and you get to go off, do something in February. And then you're back and then you're finished in June.
Now, I do have relatives who are teachers now, so I admire teachers, and I think they do a great job and all that, and that's fine, but I just know...
No one's dumping on teachers.
But there's an entitlement feeling on the part of public employees that they deserve better than private.
How about Fran in Massapequa? Hey, your turn to weigh in. Fran, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
Len, I always disagree with you, so I just want to throw that out there. This way I could be honest. The only thing I believe that you say is the time. So, and I got to check the clock anyway.
It's 6:22 right now. Man.
Now, of course, you're a legend in New York on the news, over the years. So, I was just ripping you politically.
That's fine.
Everything else, you're a Superman.
Thanks,
really,
Fred.
You're a great sportscast. I mean, all the stuff you've done is great politically. But anyway,
Fred, do you want to say something about this issue?
Yeah, open phones for Len Berman.
And your partner's incredible. That's
thank you, cool. Thank That's you, Fred.
But listen,
Fran, what's wrong with you, Fran? Really, now I'm worried about you.
You're going to extend the show 3 hours. I'll get into it. You know what I mean? But anyway, listen. The bottom line is this is insane. This is crazy. What is next? When you have a sore throat, you're going to get 2 months paid leave? I mean, this country is becoming so soft. It's ridiculous. When you play the news for now on, with stories like this, you should have the Mr. Softy truck music playing in the background.
Thanks, Fran. And I'm really glad you like my work. time for Mr. Softy with the news at 9:30.
Hey, very good Thursday morning to you at 9:41. I love Texas, Len. It's a big, vast, righty state.
Except El Paso. They told
Except
us,
El Paso and Austin.
And Austin, right?
And Austin, yeah. That's where all the lefties, the granola-crunching lefties live down there in Austin. But I love Texas because there was a billboard up in Texas, and this is what it reads. It read, they took it down, sadly. Liberals, please continue on I-40. Until you have left our great state of Texas.
That's interesting because what?
Because I like it. Liberals, please continue on I-40 until you have left our great state of Texas.
Yeah.
I thought that was good. But apparently there was outrage on social media. There was a backlash. So Randy Burkett, who owns Burkett Outdoor Advertising, he took the sign down. Now, it was commissioned by a client. It wasn't an organization or a company. It was a private individual. And Burkett just was, he was shocked that it traveled so fast. He said, I believe in free speech, but this country is divided enough as it is. I've spoken with a client and he's agreed that it should come down. We'll be reimbursing him. But if you want to see the sign, you can check it out on our website, 710WR.com/, on our Twitter feed.
Which is at Len Michael WR.
Yes. Boy, we have so, we are social media mavens.
You should see our national selfie day. What a picture. At Len Michael WR.
Len,
unbelievable.
Keep going until you've left this great studio.
I'll do it shortly. remember that crash? It wasn't a crash. Remember the a piece of engine fell into the Southwest Airlines window and a passenger basically sucked out the window and she died?
She did, yeah.
Yeah. Well, now seven other people who are on that flight, tell me what you think of this. They're suing. The flight was took off from LaGuardia, headed for San Francisco. They're suing. The seven survivors say that this incident forced them to confront their greatest fear about being trapped in a plane about to crash. They said as a direct result of this frightful, death-threatening flight back in April, each plaintiff suffered severe mental, emotional, and psychological injuries, including post-traumatic stress disorder and physical injuries, and they fault Southwest Airlines for failing to reasonably monitor, inspect, test, service, and maintain and repair the aircraft. What do you think of that suit?
I don't know. I'm not surprised about it, but I've never... I don't know. And then the Southwest sue the manufacturer of the engine?
I don't know. What's your sense?
My sense is it's just a money grab?
It's a frivolous suit. My sense is that this is an accident. It happened.
Mechanical things go wrong.
Yeah, and to say a post-traumatic stress disorder, really?
Well, okay. I mean, if I'm in a plane where the window pops out, I think I'm going to have a little bit of.
Do you really have a lawsuit? I'd be curious.
Stress disorder.
Maybe they're looking for a settlement.
Yeah, absolutely. But now here's some people who they don't have a post-traumatic stress disorder because, well, they were having a fun time on the plane. A couple was caught having sex, Len, not in the bathroom. You know, when people have sex on planes, they usually sneak off into the bathroom.
The Mile High Club.
But you do in the bathroom. Well, not.
I do?
Yes, you do in the
I'll bet you have.
I have not. No, I have not.
Really?
I have not had sex on a plane.
You're the one who had an affair with your teacher when you were in high school.
Yeah, yes, but we weren't on a plane. We didn't take a flight together.
Okay.
We did in the faculty lounge, but not on the plane. This couple is having sex in a seat at the very back of the plane. Most of the passengers apparently were completely unaware. It was at the back of the plane. They didn't see it. But they were caught on a video.
Mm.
And you can see the woman.
Are you going to get the graphic here?
Well, the woman is atop the man.
Right.
And somebody took a video of it. My mom and dad were just trying to have a peaceful trip to Mexico. And then they sent me this. Killy Tully posted the video that her parents took of the couple getting down on it.
Lawsuit.
On the plane. Lawsuit. I don't know about it. Well, why is there a lawsuit?
Oh, this was disgusting, and I have post-traumatic stress disorder of seeing these people going at it on the plane.
Well, they had to be drunk, I'm sure.
Oh, you think?
But they couldn't keep their hands off each other. Yeah. I think it happens on planes more than more than you think.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to be flying on Friday, so I'm going to be walking up and down the aisles checking things out.
Remember we had yesterday, someone was walking up and down the aisle panhandling.
Yeah, it was begging.
A panhandler on an airplane. Hey, listen to this one, and this always fascinates me. The U.S. government is stepping up efforts to protect the planet from incoming asteroids.
From incoming steroids?
I left off the A. From incoming asteroids.
A bunch of Russian Olympic gymnasts are coming at us with steroids.
No, but this is fascinating. You know, you do know, well, according to this story on abcnews.com, which must be true, a giant space rock wiped out the dinosaurs.
It did, yes.
Smacked into Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula 65 million years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we hear stories all the time of asteroids flying by that we never knew about, we just found out about, right?
I know.
And they're the size of pianos or apartment buildings.
Right.
Or whatever. Well, listen to this. So they're trying to come up with a plan. And this is NASA's planetary defense officer. Did you know we had a defense officer? Lindley Johnson. They have found that 95% of these near-Earth objects measure 2/3 of a mile or bigger.
Whoa! Well, if one hits us that size, it's going to cause some trouble.
Now listen to this part. It would take years to attempt to turn away a potential killer asteroid. It would take several years to build a spacecraft, then another few years to get it into, onto the target. Ideally, he wants 10 years notice. 10 years notice, we hear like, oh, Tuesday, whoop, it flew by. This guy wants 10 years notice?
Yeah, just give me a little time to get everything in place. How much time do you need, sir? About 10 years, is that okay? The asteroid lands on Wednesday.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
All right, don't go away. Oh, you are not going to believe the story we have next. It involves some meat on a barbecue. Mm. That is not the kind of meat you want to eat.
It was the barbecue made by Hannibal Lecter?
The barbecue has something to do with Mrs. Lovett and her meat pies.
Okay.
And Hannibal Lecter. You are correct, Lynn. All right, now let's go to Bernie Viter with the traffic.
Ben Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning. We come together because opposites attract. 710 WOR.
9:54, wrapping up our first full show in summer. What was the best summer song we played? Throughout the morning, we were playing a few different
summer
songs.
Well, you rag on me because I like the old songs. I love
like
the Summer Wind, Frank Sinatra. Oh, it's too old.
The summer wind.
Come on, that's it.
Came blowing in.
Natalie, you want to dance, Natalie?
That timeless song.
Reminds me of the end of summer. It's kind of like, you know, sad.
It's
I love
the
that
end
song.
Of summer.
I love that song.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. But you, this is the one you love. You like to go way back.
Summertime.
Ella.
Sing it, Ella.
Sultry.
Porgy and Bess, right?
Not Cole Porter, it's the Gershwins.
Gershwins?
Yeah, from Porgy and Bess.
Porgy and Bess. All right.
Come on. That's a way, how can you say enough of Ella Fitzgerald? No, that's enough of that.
I want this.
Yeah, right. That's on your playlist. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. What? I'd take her if I had one bitch. She's been gone since that summer.
Summer. LFO.
That's not on your playlist.
Kenny Chesney? It's a smile. It's a kiss. It's a sip of
wine. It's summertime. I'm voting for that one.
I'm not big on country
That's
music.
That's pretty good, right, Natalie?
Very
I'm not
good.
Big on country
How about
music.
Flying a Sly and a Family Stone?
Oh, I like that. Oh, yeah, that's good. This takes me back. Oh, yeah.
All right,
no. I like Sly.
I'll take any of it because it's summer. I'm all good.
Hey, so you got your podcast going. What's the deal with that?
Yes, Christine Inagi. She is the Light FM morning host. She and I have a podcast about theater, Broadway, off-Broadway, and we just taped one the other day. It's now up on our website, 710WOR.com/Len and Michael, and we are discussing all the musicals about divas. So you got a Tina Turner musical that's coming to Broadway. You've got the Donna Summer musical that's on Broadway, and you got the Cher show. And, of course, the news this week was, and he is a diva, the Michael Jackson show that's coming together.
All right,
so we talk about that.
You do this every week?
We do it every week, give you all the theater news that you want to know.
You know, we played real news, fake news. If you're not familiar with that, we do it every so often. You can win a T-shirt where we give a real headline and a fake headline. You have to guess which is which. And we tripped up a listener on this one. And I don't, you know, they don't say where this person's from. So I have my doubts it's a real story, but it's making the rounds. I read it in the Post. I saw it in the Mirror in London. They say American animal lover Lynn Liu. So I'm always, you know, I'm always a little skeptical when they don't give a hometown. But it shows her, the video shows her drinking a cup of her dog's urine, and she says it cures her acne. How about that?
Ew, that is gross.
Isn't that unbelievable?
That's gross.
She said it helps, has vitamin A, vitamin E, has 10 grams of calcium, and she says that it's also proven to help cure cancer. So there you go.
Oof. And here's something that's going to chill your blood a little bit, Len. A new television reality show called Dead North. On the Investigation Discovery Channel, it's about crime. In it, authorities allege that a serial killer and her husband chopped up and killed the woman's former lover and then served his remains at a neighborhood barbecue in 2014.
So they're claiming this is a true story?
They are claiming it's a true story. This woman, of course, has been arrested. She is a serial killer. She said she had nine other friends buried. In Indiana, Michigan, and Minnesota.
Wow.
They interview someone on the show who recalls being at that barbecue and eating a hamburger that tasted a little odd.
Oh, so, really?
Yes.
So it tasted hamburger? Like chicken? Tasted like chicken. Huh?
Tasted like... Yeah, no, it's not a hamburger. It's a hand burger.
Wow. Is that unbelievable? I know. Serve up the remains in a barbecue. Ew.
It reminds me of... what was that great short story? About the lamb to the slaughter, where the woman... She bashes her husband on the head with a frozen leg of lamb.
Oh, right.
Then she defrosts it and cooks it.
Right, right.
And feeds it to the detectives when they come to investigate her husband's death. It's a good story.
You know, I'm not familiar with this, but Vancouver has an annual car-free day. So they have a Main Street Festival. And one of the items they were selling, and it cost $38, was unfiltered hot dog water.
Ew!
Unfiltered hot dog water. They say the drink... comes in a sleek glass bottle filled with water and a single hot dog, and they say it's keto compatible.
What is keto?
Have you ever heard of keto? I looked it up. It's the ketogenic diet, and it supposedly is a low-carb, moderate-protein, high-fat diet, which puts the body into a metabolic state known as ketosis.
So that's me. What?
It's keto?
Keto.
Like ketosis.
Ketosis.
I think it's the keto.
Keto?
Yeah, I
so
think
do you,
so.
Do people drink the hot dog water?
Well, they say that this drink.
$38
$38 for this hot dog water. You'll lose weight, increase brain function, look younger, and increase vitality.
You can get it for free from any hot dog vendor in the city.
Yeah, they're pouring it out at the end of the day on the street.
Precisely.
$37.99.
Can I have some of the water with my hot dog?
It's going to wrap it up for another day. We thank you for listening, everyone, on this first day of summer. If you missed anything today, just check out 710WOR.com/LennonMichael. You could check out our Twitter handle, @LenMichaelWOR, to see that fabulous selfie that Natalie took of the four of us. It's Natalie, Joe, Michael, and me. That's it, @LenMichaelWR. Coming up next is Mark Simone after the news at 10 o'clock. Now, we've been playing songs of summer. Well, let's end with a song by...
Summer.
Donna Summer.